which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is lying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Dominic!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
You don't talk about masturbation, do you?
Yeah. And you definitely don't use that word, do you?
Why? But you just use that word. I can use that word. You can't use that word.
Only we can use that word. Oh, yeah. What do you mean, grandmothers?
Yes, only grandmothers can say masturbate. Oh.
That'd be weird.
What do you want me to say?
Only grandmothers.
I want you to say, pull your sausage. All right. I guess I'll...
Can you imagine, like, if we use that instead of masturbate? We're like talking about, and like we couldn't say masturbate or jerk off or J-O or any of that. We had to say pull your sausage. Like, so, what'd you do? I went home and pulled my sausage.
Like, you're sitting at the dinner table, and your mom's like, so what'd you do last night? I got up to get a glass of water, and I walked by your room, and I saw that your light was on underneath your door there. What were you doing? I know, I was pulling my sausage. Oh, okay.
Pulling my sausage. Like, that's how they talked about, like, when sex ed school. Like, what are you going on now? Some of you may have been pulling on your sausage already.
And then at some point feminism happens, and they're just like, pulling on your sausage is not a good term, because a woman does not pull on her sausage. She stuffs her sausage. So now you gotta go with, like, the PC, like... So you gotta go, like, PC, like, were you, like, if it's a guy, you gotta say pulling your sausage. If it's a girl, you gotta say stuffing your sausage. If it's, if you're not sure, if you gotta use it in a gender-neutral thing, you just gotta say making sausage.
Making sausage?
Yeah.
But jamming sausage?
No, because jamming is more of, like, a thrusting motion, so I think...
Oh, is that offensive? Jamming sausage?
Yeah, I think jamming sausage, they would have an uproar about that. I don't know.
Has an uproar about everything.
Jamming sausage, I don't know.
That'd be great.
She's just got to say pulling sausage.
The contest episode of Seinfeld. My mother caught me pulling my sausage.
I got a nudist living across the street. I don't know what's going on.
I'm never going to pull my sausage.
I just
got to
pull my sausage.
Again.
Oh my god.
Well, that's a good word.
That's I'm out. Term. You pulled your sausage? Yep.
I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna use it at work at some point in the next few days.
Nice.
Definitely using pulling my sausage.
Oh, I gotta use that too. I'll find a way to fit it in, pulling my sausage.
It's a good one.
No, or I'll use it about somebody else and they'll just be like, we're so-and-so. I'll be like, hey, he's pulling his sausage.
Pulling his sausage.
They'll all look at me like, what the fuck? That's kind of funny, but that's weird.
That's a weird thing to say.
Where the fuck did that come from? I'm just like, well, long story short, I was trying to think of the way my grandmother would describe masturbation, and I thought pulling her sausage.
They're like, what does your grandmother have to do with it?
Nothing. She's dead. I'm just saying. If she were to describe master, look, here's the thing. I posted this thing on this page and my mother saw it and she was very upset that I used the word masturbate, even though I was quoting Billy Joel. Anyway, I was quoting my grandmother saying not to use the word masturbation. I was trying to think of what she would use and I don't know. And then the guy I was talking to was Italian and she's Irish and Irish bangers and mash. You know, I was just thinking sausage is a general thing. So just say pulling the sausage.
It's just like, oh my god.
And blank, and they're just like, I'm gonna move my desk if that's okay.
And they're like, so do you always get off on weird tangents?
I'm like, yes, quite a bit, yeah.
All the time.
I could probably stuff my sausage by pulling my sausage. Cause I got both. Cause I'm a freak.
She takes her sausage and stuffs her sausage with it.
And then I still have to shove a cucumber up my ass.
Ugh.
No, I shove a shotgun up there.
Cool. Listen to anal play?
Yeah.
She's gotta be.
Gotta be.
She's gotta be in everything. Like, if you can think it up, she's done it.
Ugh. Like, yeah, like, if, like... like shoving sandwich meat into her asshole. She's done that.
I mean, where she's like,
I'm talking like bologna too, like the whole thing of bologna,
like a whole bologna.
Yeah, just shove a whole bologna up there.
What about pepperoni? Could be a little spicy.
No, it's like throwing a pepperoni down a hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not into that.
Yeah, a little too thin.
Yeah.
She wants the big Genoa salami.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just an awful, awful beast.
One time she shoved a boar's head oven roasted turkey up there and kept it up there all day.
Ever roast? Whatever it's called.
Just carried it around all day.
Oh, you just see like the ends of each leg sticking out. It's got those tassels on it.
The little like chef hat things.
Yeah, exactly. They're just hanging out, just keeping everything nice and wide open.
It looks like she missed the hold when she was shoving a tampon in there.
God.
Twice.
She's like, oh, I lost it. I gotta just try another one.
It must have fallen into the toilet.
Yeah, you know, a tampon from Murph. She probably like stuffs like a pillow up there.
Just a whole double roll of Charmin's just right up there, or just a bounty.
A bounty roll of paper towels.
Just a super absorbent bounty.
Ugh. Talk about being on the rag. You got any beach towels?
What's the guy? Mike Lowe? Is it Mike Lowe? The guy from Dirty Jobs.
Mike Rowe.
He does a paper towel commercial with his parents. Was it like Viva or something?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Hang on. Because I feel like one of the commercials should be him being like, he gets to do the worst jobs. Because it's all like how dirty his parents' house is, or like how dirty he is or something. And they only use one sheet. And he's just like, for the worst jobs. And then he just shoves a whole roll up Murph's cunt.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Viva Towels.
Beaver?
Viva.
Oh, Viva.
Yeah.
That'd be great if it was Beaver.
Beaver Towels for the toughest beaver.
Biggest and wettest.
Well, actually, the slogan, I guess, is for tough when wet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, have you, and I don't know if they have these same commercials for everywhere or the other parks, but so the Six Flags in Massachusetts, it's like half, well, they got the amusement park side, but there's a water park portion too.
Mm-hmm.
And so their new slogan for this summer was bigger, wetter, better.
Nice.
And I was like, really? That's what you came up with? Bigger, wetter, better? But, you know, hey, we can't all be geniuses, I guess.
It'd be funny if they did that same commercial with the old guy, where it's like, bigger, wetter, better.
Oh yeah,
that fucking guy.
Yeah, wasn't he really like a 25-year-old girl in a suit?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure. That whole thing was weird. Like, what a strange ad campaign. Like,
okay, hang on. I type in old guy, and it's the first two things are old guy on Family Guy. Old guy on Family Guy. Old guy Six Flags.
Yep.
The next one is old guy from Jurassic Park. Hello, John. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Hello, hello, John.
An old guy from Muppets. These guys stink.
I like to think that that's us.
Yes.
If we were Muppets.
If we were Muppets, that would definitely be us.
Just sitting up there, just ripping into them the whole time.
Let's see. Mr. Six, he was called. Holy shit, that guy had a name?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Six.
Mr. Six. All right. Well, this is one and a third horses. Maybe one and a quarter horses.
Okay.
Mr. Six is an advertising character first featured in a 2004-2005 advertising campaign. Is it really that long ago? Jesus.
Wow.
Chained by Six Flags, appearing as a bald, decrepit, wrinkled old man wearing a tuxedo and thick framed glasses. He's usually shown stepping off a bus and inviting stressed and overworked people to Six Flags by performing a frantic dance to the Vanga Boys song, We Like to Party.
I really don't remember some of those details, but
I just remember him dancing. Stepping up off a bus. According to USA Today, Mr. Six is the creation of Donner Advertising of Southfield, Michigan. The success of the ad became such that Six Flags toured the vintage bus featured in the ad to all of its 31 parks and sold t-shirts based on the Mr. Six advertisement. Mr. Six also appeared on the national broadcast US TV morning show Good Morning America.
Of course he did.
Good Morning America.
That song sucks.
The first airing introduced Mr. Six as an apparently elderly, slow-moving man dressed in his trademark tuxedo and large glasses, pulling up in front of a house in a retro-style bus. The occupants of the house are sitting around the front yard, apparently very bored.
Mm.
Mr. Six slowly shuffles off the bus, then suddenly comes to life and performs a high-energy dance routine as We Like to Party begins playing and invites the bored family to Six Flags. The dance he performs borrow moves from the Melbourne Shuffle, Jump Style, and Tectonic. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What the fuck is the Melbourne Shuffle?
You don't know?
No, I don't know. Apparently it's very old, though.
I don't know either.
Let's see. Apparently it involves the steps of the T-step from the Running Man. It just involves the T-step and then also the Running Man.
Okay.
I don't know. Apparently there's dances that I've never heard of. And then Jump Style, I don't know what that is. Some kind of electronic dance. It says, I'm just skimming Wikipedia because the articles for these dance moves are longer than the article for Mr. Six. And I just want to know Tectonic. It goes under one general article for electro dance.
Mm.
Okay. Anyway. Subsequent ads show different variations of Mr. Six dancing and inviting people to Six Flag. The role was initially non-speaking. And then the next section is meme and cancellation. Soon after the character's introduction in television commercials, Mr. Six became an established meme. Parodies of the commercials appeared on television shows and on video sites such as YouTube. While media outlets and blogs attempted to unmask the identity of the actor, the popularity of the character continued even after Six Flags officially canceled the ad.
Huh.
Let's see. Mr. Six impersonators. On July 9th, 2004, a day that will live in infamy, Six Flags Great America held a contest to find the best person who could impersonate the new ambassador of fun, Mr. Six, and dance like him. The reward would be $2,500 cash and other small prizes. Like a top and like a hat.
Wow.
About 200 people who wore tuxedos and red bow ties went on stage and performed. The winner of the contest was 13-year-old Jordan Pope. Jim Crowley, Six Flags Great America marketing director, said, "Jordan truly embodies the spirit of Six Flags. He had Mr. Six's unique dance moves down to a science. The crowd went wild when he took the stage."
Wow.
The crowd
went wild.
Yeah, the crowd went wild. You haven't heard that in a long time.
No.
The crowd went wild. Retirement and revival. On November 29th, 2005, it's like a year later, Daniel Snyder, owner of the NFL Washington Redskins, can I still say that? Native Americans? Native Americans football franchise.
Yeah, the Native Americans.
Took over Six Flags. Imagine if they called that. And on the very next day, he announced the retirement of the ad campaign.
Wait.
It says Daniel Snyder, owner of the NFL Washington Redskins football franchise, took over Six Flags.
He bought Six Flags?
Apparently so. And on the very next day, he announced the retirement of the ad campaign. Snyder said that Mr. Six was pointless. It's true, Your Honor. This man has no dick.
Do you think he bought Six Flags just because he hated the ad so much?
That would be awesome if he did.
He's like, I gotta get rid of this shit.
He's mocking me. I see him. His youthful lies but old appearance mock me on a daily. I can't take it anymore. Mr. Six and the It's Playtime motto would be dropped, and Six Flags' next ad campaign would be called Friendly, Clean, Fast, Safe Service. Despite this, he was still prominently featured at Six Flags theme parks on merchandise until his revival in 2009. Motherfucker came back. The Mr. Six campaign was replaced by the More Flags, More Fun campaign, which I do remember, which introduced an unnamed Asian character shouting the tagline at viewers. Yes, this might be where you're getting the Asian thing from.
Yes, I do remember that.
Because at first it was the Asian going, "More flags, more fun."
Yeah.
And then at one point, the old man said it too, but it had the Asian guy's voice. On February 2nd, 2009, Mr. Six began appearing in place of the unnamed Asian character in the More Flags, More Fun ads. In March 2009, Six Flags announced the return of Mr. Six, to promote their 2009 season opening in numerous press releases. Mr. Six also resumed appearances in a number of new television commercials where he dances and says the More Flags, More Fun tagline, alongside his sidekick, Little Six, a much younger version of himself.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, no. Though Mr. Six was popular with the general public and parkgoers, the character was described as creepy, and his reintroduction was criticized in a Time magazine opinion piece. What the fuck does Time know?
Not much.
But that's all it has. It doesn't say, it says portrayed by Danny Teason, but he doesn't get a mention in here at all. Let's Google Danny Teason real quick here.
Oh, so he doesn't have a link to his huge informative page?
No, but that's definitely the old guy. Yeah, no, that's, you can see it in the eyes. It's definitely the old guy.
Wow. Oh, I forgot about the Asian guy.
More flags, more fun.
That was a weird ad campaign,
Here's the thing. 6 years ago, nobody gave a shit about that. Today, it would not fly.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel Snyder wouldn't care, but...
Well, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. More flags, more fun. Because he said it's super Asian.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't, like, have him do, like, the generic, like, you know, mess up with the L's as R's. You know, like, add a few more lines in there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, more flags, more fun.
Well, yeah, because really it could have been more frags, more fun.
Oh, that would have been good. You know, just more frags, more fun. I think we just found the name of the episode.
Well, here's the thing. We still have other way more stuff to talk about. But here, let me see. Here's a woman laughing at a cat with a... Alright, hang on, let me go back here.
One flag! Six flags! More flags! More fun! Time is running out to get your...
What?
More friends! More fun! It sounds like he's like... They're just like, we need an Asian guy to say it.
Yeah. Because that's fun.
Yeah. Here's another one.
One flag.
That's the old guy.
Six flags, more fun. It's fun to save all year with a
hear that fucking song in my nightmares.
It's gonna be stuck in your head for days. You're welcome, America.
Fuck.
Alright. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of X-Files lately.
Oh, shit.
As we transition to some other shit. And I started watching the first few episodes of the first season, and it's pretty good, actually, from what I remember. They're still trying to figure things out. Balance monsters of the week and aliens and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I had aliens on the mind, and then a headline occurred to me, like, popped out at me. On my Google News feed. And I thought I should share it with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Does it have anything to do with the article I tweeted out the other day?
I don't think so. What article did you tweet out?
About a former astronaut.
Oh, shit. Hang on. I'm getting a little feedback here. Okay, there we go. A former astronaut saying that they're aliens? You know what? It does, actually.
Oh, exciting. It does. Okay.
Edgar Mitchell was an astronaut aboard Apollo 14.
Mm-hmm.
And is now, as a pioneering space traveler, claiming that aliens saved Earth from a nuclear holocaust. The former space traveler states that recent stories from high-ranking military officials report of the existence of intelligent life from other planets. And according to those tales, missiles shot toward visiting aircraft were easily deflected by the visitors from outer space. Mitchell is telling the press that aliens were seen in the skies over the first test of a nuclear weapon, which took place in New Mexico on July 16th, 1945. They reportedly came in peace in an effort to prevent a nuclear holocaust between the United States and the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The astronaut, now 84 years old, was the lunar module pilot aboard the Apollo 14 mission, spending 9 hours... in the Fra Mauro Highlands.
Fra Mauro.
This one says with an O at the end.
Pretty sure it's still pronounced Fra Mauro, but okay.
Okay, well, maybe it's spelled with an O, but it's pronounced with an A. I don't know. Let's see. Highlands region of the lunar surface. During this EVA, Shepard and Edgar Mitchell moved more than half a mile from their LM. Holy shit.
Wow.
Conducting selenological investigations, collecting samples and attempting to reach the rim of Cone Crater, approximately 300 feet above the landing site.
Wow.
Mitchell has scuffled with NASA officials in the past. I doubt he scuffled.
You mean like an actual fight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because as far as I know, only one astronaut has gotten into an actual fight with somebody.
And that's Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, that's Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, because he's an animal.
Because that guy was like, you didn't land on the fucking moon. And and Buzz Aldrin just pounded him. He's just
punched
like,
him in the fucking face. Oh, he's the man.
Literally, the only thing that would have made that video better is if Buzz Aldrin, as punching, just went, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you, asshole.
And then as the guy landed on the ground, he was just like, that's how we do it on the moon, bitch. And just walked away. Only
thing like a little, like, Will Smith after.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Earth.
That's how we do it in the moon.
That would have been good. I wish he said welcome to Earth. That would have been great.
You'd
be like, that doesn't even really make sense, sir.
He's been on the Earth this whole time. You should have punched him.
You're one of the only people that hasn't been on the Earth the whole time.
You should have punched him when he came out of his mother's vagina. How do you know I didn't punch him when he was in his mother's vagina? And then Buzz Aldrin just drops the mic.
It's like, he's always been a cunt.
They're just like, oh, okay.
All right.
2011, the United States government filed suit against the retired astronaut, alleging he was attempting to auction off a camera from his historic mission. Why did he get the camera?
Don't give him a camera if you don't want him to do anything with it.
Maybe, yeah, he probably took a selfie with an alien, and that's what they're trying to cover up.
Oh, that'd be sick.
An alien doing duck lips.
Yeah, that'd be great. Duck lip alien in a bathroom.
Hashtag duck lips. Hashtag alien. Hashtag first contact. Hashtag stuffing the sausage.
Not intelligent life.
The astronaut. Oh, shit. Hang on. It reloaded on me. Where are we at? Yeah, hang on. Sorry, give me a second. It's not blah, blah, blah. Congrater. The astronaut canceled the sale and agreed to turn the device over to NASA, who directed the relic to the National Air and Space Museum. Good for them. The Texan also has a long-term interest in paranormal phenomenon. And is the founder of a conscientious, of a consciousness research organization known as the, as, I don't know how that works, as a consciousness.
It's not conscientious?
Conscience? Yeah, well, maybe. Okay. Research, but still, research origin, I don't know how that works. Okay, anyway, known as the Institute of Noetic Science. According to fellow astronaut Buzz Aldrin, Mitchell attempted to communicate with people on Earth using psychic powers during the flight of Apollo 14.
Yes, he did.
He also states he was healed of kidney cancer by a distance healer in Vancouver, although the disease was never confirmed through a biopsy.
Uh-huh. So, okay. So he just kind of said he had cancer?
I think he was just like, do I have cancer?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I think I have cancer. And then, you know what probably happened? He probably had like a kidney stone, and then he just pissed it out.
Yeah. That's one way to go about it.
So, yeah.
Wow. All right. Try to communicate people with psychic powers.
Psychic powers. He was like, Betty Page, can you feel me thinking about jerking off to you?
Sounds like Luke. Leia!
Leia! Betty Page! Where was that? For more than two decades, Mitchell has contended that the famous crash in Roswell, New Mexico, involved a real spacecraft from an alien world. He has also previously stated his belief that many UFO reports are actual intelligent aliens visiting Earth. I'm going to skip this next part and come back to it. The ingredients of life are seen scattered throughout the visible universe, and astronomers now know planets are common around other stars, providing plenty of opportunity for life to evolve on other worlds. The truth is out there somewhere. The question becomes whether Mitchell is correct in his claims. Okay. A lot of astronauts, though, have said that they've seen shit out there.
Yeah, he is not the only one to say that.
He is really not. I think Buzz Aldrin is actually one of the only ones that haven't said it.
Yeah.
He's
trying to keep his tough guy persona, though.
Yeah. I feel like Buzz Aldrin should just be like, you know what? I did see an alien. I punched it in the face.
Yeah.
And then said, welcome to Earth. That's where Will Smith got the line.
Yeah. The alien, he was talking shit about America. and so I killed him.
The alien was like, we eat bald eagles. And then I punched him and was like, welcome to Earth, bitch. And then, because we couldn't let him eat a bald eagle, right?
Right.
And then everyone's like, I think I agree with this. And it starts one of the slow clap things. Or they're like, I think maybe, yeah, okay, we can clap for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's an American hero. We can do whatever the hell he wants.
The part that I skipped, though, that leads me further down a rabbit hole is Paul Hellyer, a former Canadian defense minister, was reportedly seen talking to six members of the American Congress in June 2013 about the presence of aliens on Earth, according to an article in Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has nothing to do with really him talking about it, but I did some research and I found a DailyMail.co.uk article that has some more quotes from Paul Hellyer. Now, there's a bunch of articles about it, and it's legitimate that he actually thinks this stuff.
Okay.
But there's a Canadian out there that is very convinced that aliens exist.
Nice.
A former defense with a C, not an S because he's Canadian, minister has accused world leaders of concealing the presence of aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Hellyer, who was a Canadian minister from 1963 to 1967, is now urging world powers to release what he believes to be hidden data on UFOs. This is a quote from him. Much of the media won't touch the documents, he said during a keynote speech at the Disclosure Canada tour at the University of Calgary. Let me switch over here. You just don't have to keep working away and hope that someday you get a critical mass, he said, according to a report by CTV. The public will say in one way or another, Mr. President or Mr. Prime Minister, we want the truth and we want it now because it affects our lives.
Why is he getting Irish?
Not on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Hellyer,
he didn't know that was
91,
happening.
First went public with his belief in aliens on Earth in 2005, becoming the first high-ranking politician to do so. Now, hang on. That's not entirely true. I don't think this article mentions it. Let me see. Let me go back here, because there's a bit of this that I think is amazing. Let's see if I can find it. Give me a second here. Give me a second.
No.
Hang on.
Hey.
Okay, here. On June 3rd, 1967, Hellyer flew in by helicopter to officially inaugurate an unidentified flying object landing pad in St. Paul, Alberta. The town had built it as its Canadian Centennial Celebration Project and as a symbol of keeping space free from human warfare.
Oh.
The sign beside the pad reads, "The area under the world's first UFO landing pad was designated international by the town of St. Paul as a symbol of our faith that mankind will maintain the outer universe free from national wars and strife. That future travel in space will be safe for all intergalactic beings."
To the people of...
"All visitors from Earth and otherwise are welcome to this territory and to the great town of St. Paul." It's a great town, eh?
Oh, I'm sure the aliens want to go there.
I think those aliens would just love it, eh?
Do the people of St. Paul also realize what country borders their country to the south?
Like, oh, you're going to bring up the fucking states now, aren't you?
I'm just talking about
the states. Oh, yeah, like, the aliens want to visit the states, yeah. Yeah, they don't have the Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
That's true. They don't have the Wayne Gretzky's, eh?
Did for a while.
Oh, fuck you. where hockey was born.
This is not Canadian.
What is it, more Minnesota? Or more?
It's like if an Irish guy moved to Minnesota and lived there for a while.
Eh. Hang on. Oh, God. Oh, Margie.
Oh, yeah, there. Okay, oh, there you
oh
go. God.
They, oh, Margie. Better. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, but when... Yeah, but... Oh, Margie.
That's all he can say. Oh, Margie.
Oh, Margie. When they move, you know, when we get outright, when somebody ruffles our feathers, we sound like an Irishman.
Oh. Such weirdos. But, so they made a landing pad for any international visitors in the hopes that this would be like a symbol of our cooperation in space.
Yeah, because the one guy was like, "Oh, Margie, don't you see little Gordo's making a mountain with his mashed potatoes, just like that movie that hasn't come out yet because it's 1967.
Yeah.
but one day, Margie, you'll see. It's gonna happen, and it should be in St. Paul.
Where is St. Paul in Alberta?
Yeah. St. Paul, Alberta.
Okay. Because
when an alien comes to Earth, they're just like, "Where should we go? Hey, you know what?
Alberta."
Yeah. I just imagine it's actually literally just a giant circle. And then there's an alien face in the middle, but help guide them to the center. There's little lines that almost looks like crosshairs on an alien head.
Mm.
And they're just like, why don't we try St. Paul? Holy shit, they want to kill us.
They just look down at it, they're like, oh, huh. Looks like a message.
Yeah, literally St. Paul, Alberta is the first place to go in the alien invasion.
Why not?
Let me see. I don't know if this article covers it. Let's see. So in 2005, he became the first one. I'm searching between two things here. No, it doesn't look like it mentions it. So let me go back to the wiki article here. In early September 2005, Hellyer made headlines by publicly announcing that he believed in the existence of UFOs. Ooh. They're real, eh? On September 25th, 2005, he was an invited speaker at an exopolitics conference in Toronto, where he told the audience that he had seen a UFO one night with his late wife and some friends. Yeah, we were out there smoking the doobie, and we saw something in the sky. He said that although he had discounted the experience at the time, he kept an open mind to it. He said that he started taking the issue much more seriously after watching ABC's Peter Jennings UFO special in February 2005. That Peter Jennings, eh?
Wow.
What a man.
Was he still, he was still doing stuff in 2005?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like he died longer ago.
That Peter Jennings, he'll never die. No, he died in 2005, actually. Probably because he did the alien thing.
Yeah, that's what gave him the C.
Yeah, the aliens are like, we can't have this. He must die. And then, yeah, and he didn't know about the distance healer thing that this guy did, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, watching
So now this guy, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is he governor of Calgary? I mean, of Alberta?
He was, here's the thing. I don't know what else he's been. Let me see. He is listed as a member of parliament for Davenport from 1949 to 1957. And a member of parliament from 1958 to 1974. But at one point he was the defense
secretary? Like secretary of defense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like prime minister of defense or whatever, it, whatever it's called.
Right.
Let's see if I can find it here. Minister of National Defense.
Okay. With a C.
Yeah. Let's see. Watching Jennings' UFO special prompted Hellyer to read U.S. Army Colonel Philip J. Corso's book, The Day After Roswell, about the Roswell UFO incident, which had been sitting on his shelf for some time.
Hmm.
All right. I think it's interesting that it's been sitting there for some time, is noted there. Let's see.
Yeah, so that is a weird detail.
Margie got it for me years ago. I just never read it.
Can't just say it prompted him to read it.
But that Peter Jennings on the dish got me thinking. Hellyer told the Toronto audience that he later spoke to a retired U.S. Air Force general, confirmed the accuracy of the information in the book. In November 2005, he accused U.S. President George W. Bush of plotting an intergalactic war. The former defense minister told an audience at the University of Toronto, "The United States military are preparing weapons which could be used against the aliens, and they could get us into an intergalactic war without us having any warning. The Bush administration has finally agreed to let the military build a forward base on the moon." The moon, Margie! The moon! Which will put them in a better position to track of the goings and comings of the visitors of the space. And to shoot them, if they decide. Okay.
I mean, I don't, all right.
Let's jump back to this other article.
I'm not even going to justify that insanity, but okay.
Let's see. He claims, this is going back to the daily.co.uk, he claims that aliens have been visiting our planet for thousands of years and are unimpressed with how we live.
Yeah, well, I don't blame him.
It's just like that movie Stargate with that guy and that other guy that's in the blacklist. He's good.
He's in everything.
He's so good. Why isn't he in more things? We spend too much time fighting each other. We spend too much money on military expenditures and not enough on feeding the poor and looking after the homeless and sick.
Is this a political thing?
What a Canadian. He's 93 years old. What is he getting like?
Price.
Last year, the former Canadian Defense with the Sea minister declared on Russian TV that aliens are walking among us, but he said that they are refusing to share their advanced technologies until we change our polluting and warning ways. Or, I'm sorry, warring ways. He told Russia Today's program, Sofiko.
Oh, cool.
I don't even know anymore. There are 80 different species of extraterrestrials, some of whom look just like us, and they could walk down the street, and you wouldn't know if you walked past one. In the bizarre interview, Heller made a series of pronouncements about aliens which grew increasingly outlandish and sounded closer to the plot of Star Trek.
Does it really say that?
It really says that, yeah.
Awesome.
We have a long history of UFOs. And of course, there's been a lot more activity in the last few decades since we invented the atomic bomb. They are very concerned about that and that we might use it again. Oh, shit. Because the whole cosmos as a unity, and it affects not just us, but other people in the cosmos.
I mean,
they are very much afraid that we might be stupid enough to start using atomic weapons again.
Yeah, I just, you know, that always, I've always kind of thought it was weird when people, they're like, well, the aliens, and this is the first time I've heard it, but like the aliens, you know, they don't like it. We're polluting the planet. The fuck do they care?
Yeah.
Like, they're supposed to be these super smart
beings that travel from... No, they're like the aliens from Battlefield Earth, and they just want to mine the Earth.
Probably.
So they're just like, don't ruin it. We want to steal you guys.
Well, then come take it now if you want.
Just do it.
Gosh, I'm wasting my time. Just kill us already.
I can't believe I just pulled a Battlefield Earth reference. What a fucking piece of shit movie that was.
Yeah. What a piece of shit reference.
The only thing I remember about that movie is a scene where somehow the fucking dumb humans figure out how to steal a plane or, you know, a jet or whatever ship thing that they have. Yeah. And they're flying over and they have an old map of the United States and they're just like, we can't see the lines. Where are the lines? There's no lines on this map. Because they can't see the lines that divide the states, and you're just like, holy shit, this is terrible.
That's supposed to be funny.
And then John Travolta gets mad at the black guy with the crazy eye. What's his name? Shit.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker, yeah. John Travolta gets mad at Forrest Whitaker, and he's like, I don't know. And then I think he kills him. And then John Travolta was like, aha! And then I don't remember what happens after that. God. Literally, I only remember like 10 minutes of the whole movie. Anyway.
Travolta looks like a fucking predator in that movie.
Yeah, like a child predator. He looks like Jared from Subway. Yeah. Ba-dum-ching. Too soon?
Maybe? No, very topical.
Very topical. Hoyo!
Oh, God. Ridiculous. And these people are like in office too. Or were. Or, you know, like, I don't know. That's crazy.
What?
Remember? Well, Jimmy Carter said he saw a UFO.
Well, that's true. He did. He did. And it was not John Travolta.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
Well, actually, no, let's not diss on Jimmy Carter because he has cancer now.
Oh, what? So he has cancer, so we can't make fun of him?
You know what? It's new. Let's just let him be. We'll make fun of him tomorrow.
What, when he's dead?
He'll be fine for one more day.
Yeah. All right, fine. I'll leave him alone for now. But he did say he saw a UFO.
Where the fuck was that in this article? Hang on. However, Hellier told Sofiko that most of the aliens want to help rather than destroy us. I would say that nearly all are benign and benevolent, and they do want to help us. There may be one or two species which do not.
Okay.
Hellier believes aliens are responsible for some of our modern technology including the microchip, the LED light, and the Kevlar vest.
Okay.
I'm good with two of those things. One of those things confuses me.
The Kevlar vest?
Yeah. Because they're just like, we want you to stop fighting. We don't like it when you guys fight.
Here's body armor.
Yeah. Here's something to stop a bullet.
They're also responsible for the Glock pistol.
They're also responsible for the Glock pistol and the AK-47.
You're welcome. It's weird.
Hellier believes that aliens are responsible for some of our modern technology. He says he has never met an alien, but has seen a UFO near his cabin on Ontario's Lake Muskoka.
Ooh. Oh, I hear it's beautiful.
Hellier described several types of aliens, including tall whites. That's a good
tall whites
who are working with the U.S. Air Force in Nevada.
Who's he talking about? Larry Bird?
I don't watch Sesame Street. They're able to get away with that. They had a couple of their ladies dressed as nuns go into Las Vegas to shop, and they weren't detected.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was very good.
Another group of aliens called Short Greys, who have very slim arms and legs and are about 5 feet high with large heads.
Asians.
A third group are called Nordic Blondes, and Hellier said that if you met one, you'd probably say, "Hey, I wonder if she's from Denmark or something, eh?" Really? Denmark is what you come up with when you say Nordic Blondes?
Yeah, not like...
Sweden?
Norway?
Or Norway. Like, I feel like... But you go, like, Nordic Blondes, I'm going, Sweden. Like, not even Norway, I go, Sweden.
Yeah, but Nordic, I think Norway.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Blondes, Sweden.
Alright.
So, anyway, somewhere from there. But you fuck go, oh, he's probably from Denmark.
Yeah.
That well, Denmarkian.
I don't think this guy really has a lot of common sense.
That stupid Denmarkian. Let's see. Here's some other highlights from his outlandish claims. Most aliens come from other star systems, although there are some living on Venus, Mars, and Saturn's moon.
Okay.
Saturn has many moons, so I wonder which moon it is.
I'm assuming he means Titan.
I would guess Titan.
But also because Venus, I think it's several nothing lives on Venus.
Yeah, well, nothing lives on Mars either. Well, actually, no.
Well, yes,
that's
right.
Not true. Matt Damon will survive on Mars for quite a while because there's that movie coming out, The Martian.
Oh yeah.
That actually, if they stay pretty close to the book, that's going to be a good movie.
Okay,
because I read the book. The book's really good. A little very sciencey at times, because he calculates like how much of this he needs in order to do this, or like what process he can use to make oxygen or water or something. So it gets kind of sciencey at times, but it's very good.
I'm sure they'll simplify it.
Yeah, they'll probably simplify it, and from the trailers, it seems very true to the book, so I think it'll be pretty good. There have been 4 species of aliens visiting our planet for thousands of years. But I thought he said 80.
Thought he did too.
Well, maybe 80 look at us and only 4 visit us.
Okay.
It's like a Tinder profile. 80 people look at you, but only 4 will like you.
Yeah. Only 4 swiping right.
That's a very specific detail that I did not. Are you on Tinder right now?
Not right now.
Have you been, though?
Maybe.
All right, we'll have to
dive. It's another story for another day.
Yeah, we'll have to dive into your Tinder story some other day. We'll make a note of that. There have been between 2 and 12 total species of aliens, although some place the number closer to 80, which they said earlier, but okay.
You know, they're backing away from
it. Some look just like humans, while others appear more like the creatures portrayed in popular culture. Most alien species have benevolent intentions toward humanity, although a handful have ulterior motives. They want to stuff our sausage.
Yeah.
One alien species known as the Tall Whites. That I can't get over that name. The Tall Whites are coming. Like that's what they said when Columbus came over, and they were just like, the Tall Whites are coming.
The Tall Whites.
The Tall Whites are coming. Is working with the U.S. Air Force in Nevada and has been known to pass for humans in public.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Myers is a tall white.
That's what she is.
What's up, kid?
A tall white.
I got this new technology for you. It's called a vibrator. No, we have that. It's called a back massager. No, but this is called a clit massager. No, but we have it. It's called back massager, and then we all know that's really used for the clit.
Where do you think you got this technology from?
No, I'm assuming Sharper Image, really, because that's where it seems to start.
Brookstone, kid.
Is Brookstone like a place you're working with? Very much so. You know how when you go to a mall and you see that guy outside and he's flying a little helicopter by a remote? I came up with that. That was all me. Oh.
Cool.
Okay.
All this great technology.
Yeah. Yeah, that little thing that you send out and it flies back to you. You mean like a boomerang? No, the technology thing. Oh, because there's a wooden thing that people made hundreds of years ago called a boomerang that comes back. Well, that's fucking stupid. Why don't you use a microchip? I don't, you know what? I don't even know. I don't know. But anyway, that was me. Also, the thing that takes the dead skin off your feet. Me. Oh, you mean the pet egg?
The petty, yeah.
Yeah, the pet egg. All me. Well, that doesn't use a microchip. Fuck you. Not everything needs the microchip. You mean like the boomerang? I'm gonna kill you. Fun times.
She is a beast. It's an absolute disgusting beast.
She's perfect for a one-man show.
She could do it.
Like, you just do the voice, and then you talk with her, and it's perfect.
just that's it.
Yeah. She tries to explain, like, why a back massager is the thing, or, like, why you need, like, a... Like the balls that, like, the perpetual motion balls that just click, and she's just like, I came up with that. No, you didn't. No, I really did.
I did the whole thing.
Yeah. Each ball represents one of my clits.
What?
It's because I'm an alien. Holy shit, I said to She's just an alien with five clits, and she just lifts one, and then lets it go and it smacks into the other one.
Man.
Oh, that's actually really not a good image.
No. That's all right.
I apologize for that.
No, it's okay.
Let's see. Aliens visit his cabin, blah, blah, blah. Describes several types of aliens, including tall whites. They're able to get away with that just as nuns. Another group of aliens are called the Short Greys. Oh, you know what? And then that's actually the end of the article.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh.
It literally, the last line of the article is a third group are called Nordic Blondes. And Hellier said that if you meet one, you'd probably say, I wonder if she's from Denmark or something. So, there's that.
So, there's a lot of, you know, I was gonna say, there's a lot of inconsistencies with this, with the whole story. Especially, I felt like him saying that there were 80 types of aliens, and then he proceeds to name... Actually, he only named three.
Tall whites.
Short grays and Nordics.
Short grays and Nordic blondes.
No, he says there's 80, then he says there's 4 on Earth, and then he proceeds to name 3.
Yeah.
What a crazy person. What a psycho.
That's probably because the thing that they cut out was he was like, another group is called the Negroes. And another group.
You ever heard of...
It's called the Queers. There's another group called the Tards. And last group.
The Flying Specks. You ever hear of them? They're the worst.
Yeah, well, there's one more group that we don't really talk about. They're called the Jareds. They're from... They're from the Sibawaya planet.
They like to look at the short grays without clothes on.
That's very, like, oddly specific, given the time frame, sir. Yeah, no, you know, it's just the way it is.
I love his new voice. He's just ripping butts. Yeah, you know.
I decided he's ripping butts. He's 91 years old, he's just ripping butts. He's probably ripping butts while just chewing tobacco, while just eating out wrinkled vaginas.
Ugh.
So I can't. The only sense that he's Canadian, he's just like, we're just here to rape our women, eh?
Man.
You're just like, wow, that's crazy.
That's something. Yeah.
That's what the tall whites are here for.
The tall. Normally I'd say the tall blacks, but they ain't here yet.
Yeah, the alien race known as the Negroes are actually they're only about 6 feet tall. Pretty short for one from their star system. Usually somebody in that star system's the Negrettes, actually, is called in that star system. Actually range about 9 feet tall. You're just like, what is going on in this interview? What's happening right now? Can we get this guy on the show?
Oh, that'd be awesome. He wouldn't know how to use Skype.
Hang on. Here's a thing. Maybe we need to dive more into this guy. Because there is a video from the Disclosure team.
Okay.
Which sounds terrible. Canadian Minister of Defense, we must overthrow the Illuminati.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I think this guy might believe in the Illuminati too.
Of course he does.
Here's the thing, I clicked on that link and then the top video for like up next, Illuminati exposed, Donald Trump admitting everything is a lie. Oh no.
Oh gee, what are we gonna do?
And then underneath that it says Prince exposes Illuminati depopulation plans. Prince! Raspberry Beret Prince is exposing the Illuminati.
Man.
What are we gonna do?
It's a shame. This is a damn shame.
I'm Kip O'Dell.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
That's it for But You're Wrong. And remember, everyone, no regrets and...
Benjamin Franklin is killing the game!